Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob and Scott try one of the biggest jokes ever played upon them by the wine world as they review Josh Sellers North Coast Reserve Cabernet. So sit back and enjoy the Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. Tonight, tonight's the night, folks. We have a special episode. I have a special wine for Scott. No, I'm just joking. We don't have that tonight.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, I have a bottle of Drano that he's going to lovingly... Oh, boy, I got a Christian pour. Lovingly drink. No, actually, folks, we have a Californian tonight.
What?
California Cabernet. Now, this is a winery that we've had some experience with. I think we've pretty much had most generally every cab associated with their stuff. It's been a while, though, I think, since we've done it.
Early on,
yes. And this is Josh Sellers. This is their North Coast Reserve. When you go in the shops, this is the Josh that's the black label with the gold writing. Look for it. Well, don't look for it. But
expensive one.
It's expensive. It's not expensive.
Expensive one.
It's expensive.
$20 post-off price.
I got $17.99.
Like Yeah. Oh, you got $17.99?
Yeah. And this North Coast, you might say North Coast Reserve. What the fuck is that?
That's what I said, North Coast Reserve. What the fuck is that?
It means the grapes are from north of San Francisco. So any of the regions, and that could be Sonoma, that could be Mendocino, that could be Lake County, that could be Napa, that could be a lot of different things.
Just fucking call it California, bud.
Well, I know. But they have that, and it's called Josh. This, though, is made from Napa, Sonoma, Lake County, Mendocino, and Red Hills. So it's
Red Hills. Don't know Red Hills.
I'm not familiar.
Is that an AVA?
I'm going to assume it's up by Lake County. It might be part of Lake County. Take a look at that. I know it's not. I don't believe it's part of Sonoma, but it's Mendocino Lake County area, I think. I know it's not Napa, and there's nothing really else that it could be. Take a look there. Unless Red Hills is cabbage country. It's not. Yeah, I think it's got to be. But what is it?
Red Hill, Douglas County, Oregon, AVA.
Oregon?
The Red Hill, Douglas County, Oregon, AVA is an American viticultural area in Douglas County, Oregon, near the town of Yonkala.
Well, that's fucked up.
No, but there's also a, as you suggested, Lake County.
I thought I saw it in Lake County.
In Lake County. The Red Hills, Lake County.
Yeah, there's a little subsection of Lake County.
Yeah.
You dumbass. Anyway.
Dumbass. Dumbass. Got a hit. That was my first hit.
Well, good job, buddy.
But so wineries, Sol Rouge, Cougar's Leap.
Well, I've never heard of fucking Cougar's Leap.
Gregory Graham and Four Family. List four.
Okay. I know Steele does some nice things in Lake County. So when we get back, folks, we're going to review this. Well, not review it, but we're going to taste it. Probably. Maybe we'll change our mind.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back on the Wine Vault.
Redfin?
Yeah. What's that?
Fish Eye's cousin.
Okay. Right back on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back. So, by the way, this is the 2015 vintage that Scott has no reviews, right?
But surprisingly, the 14.
You just said Ripper. What's that?
Surprisingly.
Yeah,
the 14.
Yeah.
Got 89 of the enthusiast point.
Okay, 89 of the enthusiast points is like 14 of everybody else's.
Damn it.
It's not a strong
sediments.
Why you gotta?
My question is, what is the purpose of this wine before we even start? Because you've got Josh, what, $13-$14. Then you've got Joseph Carr that sometimes posts off in this range. And by the way, Joseph Carr is Josh. Josh is part of Joseph Carr. What was it, like the father or somebody like that?
Yes.
Okay. Some family story. This is back from when we did Joseph Carr, wondering what the hell it was. I think we found Joseph Carr to be fairly pleasant, right?
Yes.
And we thought Josh was not like cab, but pleasant.
Compared it to a lot of entry-level cabs, the sweet fruit profile of Josh, it's appealing to the masses at a reasonable cost, yada, yada.
Well, I think Josh, though, the base Josh, even though it's a Californian, focuses mostly in Paso.
Yeah.
It's mostly Paso Robles. Matter of fact, you can even buy commemorative magnums of Josh that's straight Paso Robles, which I think is what the Californian is. So this is everything north of San Francisco. Normal Josh is everything south of San Francisco, more or less, but most generally Paso. And what other things are in Paso, Scott? You don't know, do you? Turley. I meant Cabernet. Turley. Not Turley Cabernet. Turley.
We love you, Turley.
Well, one or two vintage of things are from Paso for Turley.
Petite Syrahs.
What? Wines. No, not no.
Yes.
What Cabernet producers in fucking... This is like talking to a dog. What Cabernet producers in Paso?
One.
Okay, folks. In Paso, also in Paso, there is Justin.
Justin.
Another one that is a little bit more, you know, nefarious, Jay Lore. Dayal is also, I'm not sure that's how you pronounce it, but D-A-O-U.
Yeah, Dayal.
Yeah. Triana.
So really?
Triana.
I didn't know it. I should have known Justin.
I know you did.
I should have known Justin.
You absolutely should have known fucking Justin.
I should have known fucking Justin.
Yeah.
It's my cousin's favorite.
I dropped my pen.
You threw your pen.
I threw my pen.
It's not a fit.
Out of desperation and frustration.
No, it's you bought a minivan.
Yes, I did.
Now you know the frustration of the real world.
Well, I know.
Minivan driver.
I know you can sympathize because you drive one too.
No.
So we're going to start off here, folks.
No, I don't sympathize.
Yes, you do. Who's the judge?
No, there's no sympathy. Yeah. I am going to gloat to the end of time. You're a minivan driver.
Actually, I drive a whatever. I drive.
You traded in your truck for a minivan.
I did for my family because you know why? I am a good person. My reward will be in heaven.
Keep trying to convince yourself of that.
Well, I mean, I first of all,
Saint Peter.
There's a seal somewhere that's happy that I stopped killing it, and you know, it's more practical.
A seal,
yeah,
is more happy because you stopped killing.
It's the environment, man. Get on board. You're a Neanderthal.
Get on the bus.
Yeah.
Killing a seal?
No, that's just figurative.
So you stood in the back bed of your Dodge Ram, you beat down seals?
I don't know what you do on a Saturday night. I don't have any seals to beat, no.
Well, you just made a seal reference.
Well, I'm saying your truck. That the trucks use more petrol and it's more pollutants possibly, and it's bad for the environment.
You've still got seal on Fast Play on Pandora. I've been in your truck.
I've never liked Seal. I never understood the allure with him.
The scar.
The scars, yes. Yeah, that's the allure. It was a male model, though.
Went in for the taste. Not going to talk about it yet. Dark. Looks the part. It almost has a shimmeriness in the glass.
That's shimmeriness?
Like a glycerin-y
yeah.
feature to it.
Yeah. And folks, I drank it, and I'm quizzical right at the moment right now, trying to think of what I'm experiencing.
I didn't want to talk about it.
No. The nose is non-existent. I mean, cassis. That's about all I could smell.
If you want to find something.
On the palate. Let's drink it again. Maybe I missed something. This is the most non-offensive Cabernet I've ever had. The problem is there's just not anything there. It's
Swedish. Not as in the country, but it's sweet.
There is a little bit of residual sugar in the front. It's not horrible taste. It's integrated a little bit, but the wine itself is so brisk. I don't even know how to explain it. It's like a whoosh. It's whoosh. That's it. It's just whoosh. Yeah. Oh, was that the wine? Whoosh. Yeah. All gone. It's the Triple B has joined us, folks.
It's no front palate, no mid palate, and no finish.
Well, there is. They just don't have any They don't have any. They don't ever. Yes. They don't ever really plant their roots and do anything. It's very. None of it tastes bad, mind you. It's
the
just
residual sugar does.
Okay, that's something that I get down with. It's not surprising, unfortunately. But
I'm not exaggerating. I think I might like the you tricked me with
don't be fish dumb. Eye better than don't this. Be dumb, you fool.
I'm not don't kidding. Be
dumb. This is sweet.
It is. I'm not saying it isn't. Mm-hmm. Now, can I say this so people know this? There would be people out there that would like this. Mm-hmm.
Would mock them.
Well, I don't think they would ever buy it because they would say, ooh, that's expensive. I like Barefoot. But
yeah, why not have the fisheye?
Well, this is the thing. Because the fisheye tastes like someone threw it up.
At least has some nothing mid-palate, front palate. It has fruit.
Scott, this has a mid-palate, front palate. Why do you always make a sucking sound? Yes, that's true. I know, but I'm trying to make a point. It just is so brisk in everything it does. It doesn't have any real substance. It tastes like a digital version of a wine where it knows where it's programmed to say A, B, C, D, F, G should have. You should taste this, 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 and this. However, none of it is presented with any real conviction or soul or passion or intensity or richness. It's just samples of everything. Boop, 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 boop.
This is Fry Brothers bad.
No, it's not. Because Fry Brothers bad had objectionable flavors. Now, I agree the residual sugar is not something that I like. But this just doesn't have, because I think it's more of a serious problem than what you're saying. It doesn't have any kind of soul to it. It's wine that's designed to say, boop, 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 boop. This, let me go through it again. You can say your nonsensical things.
I'm going to compare this to a really bad Beaujolais. There's not much to it. It just is intended to be an easy drinker.
It has a little bit too much. Because the mid, try it again with a big gulp and really draw in there. It is a little closed.
I think it's got Purple Death in it.
Well, I'm sure. Oh, it absolutely does. It does. It has the purple drink. Because you know why? It's reminiscent of Rosemount, how it worked. Rosemount's a little cheaper than this. But it's the same notion. There is no soul, though, to this wine. You know what I mean? It doesn't ever say. It doesn't taste. You know what it does? It doesn't taste like a wine. It tastes like a wine substitute. Nothing tastes bad, but it tastes like a carbon copy of a wine. I think that's a bad insult,
it's making me scrunch up my nose, wrinkle my forehead, and making me question why I ever put wine in my mouth. That's how bad this is. This is bad. This is. Mm-hmm. If it didn't have this residual sugar, I think I might still not like it as much as I don't like it.
Can I ask you this?
Yes.
Why, once again, let me go back to my pre-tasting question. Why would you make this?
Why would you make this?
You already have Josh.
And Josh is better than this. Josh actually is a functional, good wine. It has.
Josh doesn't taste like Cabernet, but it is better than this.
It at least had a semblance of fruit. It had a semblance of what it was. And not only that, but know what Josh is.
But this has a semblance of fruit. It has everything like that. But
what fruit? It's got Scott, Purple Death.
It's a carbon copy of everything. It's oh, we know that wine tastes like this, so here you go. We know that it should have a slightly oaky background, right? But here you go. We know, we've been told secondhand by my brother's cousin's sister's roommate that wine does this. So here you go. I would be surprised. I think they got the purple drink from, let's see, where's it at? Napa, Sonoma, Lake County, Mendocino, and Red Hills. They got the purple drink from there. But this tastes like something that was created in a lab, not by a winemaker. It was created to be, I don't even know why, a
nondescript.
It is nondescript, but a slightly more appealing Josh for the people that said Josh is too serious.
Except, how is this in any way more appealing than Josh?
No, to the people that really like the negative parts of Josh. We're going to take a break, folks. And on the potpourri, when we come back, I'm going to explain to Scott why, in some ways, I'm agreeing with him here on the Wine Bar.
Rob's sulfite meter is starting to activate.
I feel fine, though.
The cheeks are red. The cheekbones.
Okay. So, folks, let's talk a little bit about Josh Sellers. They're getting in my crosshairs. Josh, let me speak to you right now. I don't know if that's your name. But, first of all, wasn't this after his father?
Yes, Joseph.
Don't you love your father?
You're speaking to Joseph. I know. Could you make something enjoyable?
Now,
did he beat you as a child? Is that why you did this?
It's not funny.
Well, this isn't funny.
It's probably true, though.
This tastes like somebody, you know, when idiots chill red wine. That's what this tastes like.
But then just like that. Just,
no, yes.
I think what I'm saying is tastes bad in a different way. Now, folks, if you ever wanted to hate somebody, you're going to start hating Josh Sellers. And this is like an informational thing that they have on the Google.
The Google?
Yeah. So, Josh Sellers North Coast Reserve, an AVA-appellated Cabernet Sauvignon from America's hottest wine. They're referring to their wines as the hottest wine. Situation. I don't know why they're saying this. Situation.
Isn't he that guy on Jersey Shores?
Yes, maybe. Wine drinkers love Josh. Josh, and this is what they've written about themselves. Josh Sellers is adding more new dollars to the wine category than any other brand.
What?
And they have footnotes, folks. It's annotated. I can't read the annotations, but they actually has an annotation there to try to prove what they said. Consumers are trading up to $15 to $20 wines. The price tier is growing double digits, plus 12.1%. Outpacing other domestic price tiers. Isn't that interesting? And by the way, that's also annotated. Josh has proven it can win with the consumers with a reserve tier wine in Kroger and independent on-premises test markets.
Oh my Lord. Wait, what?
Which is also annotated.
On-premises test markets.
Stores. Idea. This is their idea. Okay. Launch Josh Sellers North Coast Reserve nationally and generate incremental retail and restaurant dollars. Their idea is to launch it and make money. That's their idea.
For them.
That's a really good idea. Features and benefits from Josh Sellers. This is like somebody with a retirement plan they're trying to sell you to. Josh North Coast Reserve has added more new dollars to the category than any other $15 to $20 Cabernet Sauvignon in national retailer test markets.
What does that even mean?
It means nothing. On-premises ROS in New York, Texas, and California test markets turned a 75% of California Cabernet despite the price premium. Yeah.
I have a finger in my eye.
Josh North Coast Reserve is an AVA appellated Cabernet Sauvignon. There you go. That's a feature. Consumers perceive Josh Reserve packaging as more premium than the competitors, including Rodney Strong. Okay.
I've now got my thumb in my other eye.
Now, Scott, these next two, I'm going to cut somebody at Josh if they think they're in their ballpark.
I'm going to push my eyeballs back into my cranium.
Chateau St. Michel Indian Wells, which is a fucking good line, and Coppola's Director's Cut. Now, Director's Cut costs $27, and we actually have that in the queue.
It's in the queue.
But let me point this out. I think they were talking about that Coppola's Director's, not Director's Cut, and it's better than this. Josh North Coast Reserve will grow retail category dollars, and there's $2 signs, at a level on par leading the Cabernet's in its price range. Restaurant patrons are eager to try a premium Josh Sellers Cabernet and are willing to pay a premium increasing ring.
What?
Let me say this. I'm just going to say this. Okay.
You know, how can you read that without grabbing one of your weapons and putting an injuring yourself, Rob? How can you yourself?
Scott, do you want to know?
Continue to read that. You're going to wake up and you're going to be a minivan driver.
Do you want to? You know one of the tricks to their trade?
You are a minivan driver.
So are you. The tricks to their trade. You want to know about those? Off-premises tricks.
Go ahead.
Grow your business and shelve Josh North Coast Reserve Cabernet at eye level next to top $15 and $20 Cabernets. So basically, you put it next to the ones that are good in the price range and it sells. Eye level next
and put to our the, stuff with put ours beside the good stuff.
Yeah, put it right next to intrinsic. That'll help. That way, in case they're blind, they grab this. So then, on premises, that means in restaurants, offer North Coast Reserve by the glass and bottle, both, go figure, to offer your patrons something special from a brand they know and trust. So basically, consumers out there,
breaking my fucking trust.
Listen to me right now. Josh thinks that you're stupid. Everything that you said that, isn't it?
There's not been a more...
They're trying to trade on their very mediocre name.
I think it's probably a decent name.
I'm saying mediocre.
You are. You're harsh.
Well, I am now.
Bitter man.
Hey, Josh, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, for sure. That's
and don't put that shit online.
I can't believe they put that online.
What a bunch of assholes. It was the first thing I found on fucking Google.
They do have some beautiful recipes.
What? Like Red Diamond?
No, they got some beautiful recipes.
Yeah, they can go fuck themselves.
One of your faves, wild mushroom risotto.
Well, that's good. Let me see if this would go good with it.
That's what they say. Do you know what they say this pairs with?
What? Strawberry or raspberry jam with toast?
Grilled steak.
Fuck you.
Short ribs.
No.
Braised red cabbage. Okay.
Okay.
Roasted duck.
No. No. We might go with duck. I mean, actually, if anything, it would go with duck. But
no, too fatty.
Hey, should I pretend drink a pretend wine? Watch this. So delicious.
It is all the above. It's a tasteless Beaujolais.
Hi, guess what? We got an opportunity to be a guest winemaker at an esteemed winery. It's Josh Sellers, folks. Yes, North Coast. They said
We need some experts above San Francisco. We're down here in cabbage country. And so then they called Mondavi. He said, fuck off. And
Fry Brothers, you're getting carried away. Fry Brothers.
Well, we were like the 54th choice. But they called us. And we were out to lunch.
Why did you do this, Fry Brothers?
What?
Why did you have Josh Reserve do this?
Do what? We didn't do anything. We were busy making our horse shit Cabernet. Did you know that this is from Oregon? Somebody thought it was from Oregon. That'd be so much better. It'd be the first Cabernet out of Oregon. Oh my God. I mean, I would say, what were you thinking? But now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking people are a bunch of douches. I have stronger words that are offensive to everyone, and I can't use them. But I should. But they play people for punks. That is uncool.
How can you charge basically $5 more
for something that isn't as good?
That isn't as good. It's not even remotely as good. This is, I mean, you call it a fake wine, a laboratory wine.
I mean, you can drink it. There's nothing. I mean, it doesn't make you go,
I can't drink it. No, I can't drink it anymore. But that's my thing. The sweetness, the residual sugar, I can't do it.
It's made to fool a certain clientele. And Josh,
you know what this is?
What's that?
This is Meiomi Pinot Noir.
It is Meiomi Pinot. That's fair.
That's it. This is what this is.
Yeah, that's fair.
How dare they?
I mean, but you don't understand. You put it at eye level next to the good stuff.
Jesus.
I don't know what the hell good stuff they think. You know, Dark Horse? I don't know. But yeah, it is Meiomi-esque.
That's what it is.
And the thing is, I remember on Josh, it just had a twinkle of residual sugar, but it never went full blown. Well, it never really embraced it.
And this says,
I'm going to wrap it around myself, light it on fire, and dance through the streets buck-ass naked.
The fruit on it was like brambly berry.
It's a little bramble, yeah.
Yeah, but it had the fruit that could pair with that slightly sugary taste, that slightly sweetness. This is beyond slightly sweet. As this opens and continues to open, that's all that it is. I've got a lingering aftertaste of sugar in my mouth. That is disgusting.
It would go well with a Milky Way. Point out this.
The Milky Way is probably less sugar in it than this.
Can I say this?
Why not?
The label's pretty. And the bottle cap was red. It was a really nice package. But that's all they gave a shit about. Fuck you. Motherless whore. That's who you are.
Is
that too strong?
This is pathetic. This really is because
it's pathetic when you read that. I wasn't quite as angry as I am now, but when you read that, folks,
it is. We are here. Look,
can we post that? We can post that.
Why not? And mock it.
I mean, this is. I'm going to write an article about the bad things in the wine. Look for that. You probably will be out. You've already. Matter of fact. This is future, Rob. Yeah, it'll be already out. I am going to write that article because I think it's important. What do I hate? This is plain as an ass on a goat. Matter of fact, we'll get this episode out. This will be out.
Yeah,
this needs to be out.
This is what's wrong with budget entry wine.
Let me read this again. Shelve Josh North Coast Reserve at eye level next to top $15 to $20 Cabernets.
Put our shit beside the good stuff.
Our label is pretty, it looks good, and people will buy it because of that. Oh, I know Josh. I trust Josh. This isn't fucking insurance. It's wine, you fuck sticks.
Well, if it is, you're overpriced, bad product, and you're going to go south and not pay up on your claims.
I mean,
because this does not deliver.
Josh in of itself, base Josh, normal Josh, is fine.
Yeah.
It's not cab like.
We've said we'd drink it before, but I'll be honest, I think I bought it once since we did it on the show.
No, it's not something you're gonna buy regularly, no.
It's okay, but
I think it's a wine for people that aren't that serious.
Well, not just that, it does meet a certain detail with the price point. What, it's $13.99 fairly regularly, and it's drinkable and it's not really representative of a cab, but nonetheless,
yeah,
there's a lot worse out there.
This I've not seen this on any wine list.
And you shouldn't.
Well, some in Europe, if they tasted that, they would just say this is bullshit.
Yet they keep rolling out Meiomi. Meiomi was
This is the Cabernet Meiomi.
We ate it. Talk about stereotypes.
Like you said, we ate it at Taco Bell.
Benihana.
Yeah.
While we're on vacation. And it was actually quite good.
Well, Benihana's fine.
But it's, you know, if it's not the original chain Japanese steakhouse, I don't know what was.
I ate one in Detroit one time.
It was fun. It was the show, the gentleman that cooked the food.
Mm-hmm.
Put on was phenomenal. He was we were in Orlando, and obviously he was in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, currently, before, previously, so he was pulling out Disney songs and making little jokes and interacting with the kids, and he was as good as anybody I've ever seen do the show.
Okay, was that
but the food?
Yeah,
was good.
Mm-hmm.
But what were they highlighting? Fucking Meiomi.
Why would you eat that or drink that with that?
Why would you ever drink that? But they continue to get the props. Is that what Joseph Carr's going for? They want this to be
their
Meiomi.
They want residual sugar to trick people into thinking this is what Cabernet tastes like. It's for Cabernet, the people that don't like Cabernet.
I said this, and I repeat it, and I mean it. I would rather drink the fish eye than this.
Why, to punish yourself?
It's $3.50.
Oh, I know.
It has maybe not what one would call redeeming characteristics, but it has something that more closely resembles a redeeming characteristic than this trash. Okay, this has nothing.
The fish eye tastes like somebody vomited.
No. No.
Yes, it does.
No. It's got some heat on the finish.
Oh, my ass.
It has some residual sugar.
Oh, fuck.
This you could open a candy factory with.
You could, yeah, that's true.
You could.
Dude, what's wrong with cotton candy, you dickhead? That's one of the main ingredients in our Chardonnay.
I mean,
by Fry Brothers.
I've had simple syrups that were less sweet than this. It's pathetic.
If you like sweet things, it's fine. I didn't see Late Harvest on this. You know what pisses me off even more? Let's read the back. We always read the back of it. Why don't you read the back?
I don't know that I can.
You will.
I don't know that I can.
You can.
My father's name was Joseph, but his friends just called him Josh. He should be ashamed.
I never
his father's name on this.
I never loved my father.
No shit, right? This is
shamelessly making money off his father.
I remember these guys. Pacific Ocean fog and mild coastal air influenced the North Coast's sunny, warm days and cool evenings to create near perfect growing conditions for Cabernet Sauvignon.
Pure this cane North sugar out Coast of Florida.
Reserve Cabernet Sauvignon bursts with plum and blackberry flavors.
Have they had plum recently?
Layered with smoky vanilla wood.
There's no fucking smoke.
Roasted almonds. And hazelnuts.
Hazelnuts. I'll give them the hazelnuts.
Hazelnut nuts. Yeah. Finishing long.
No.
With fine, firm tannins.
There's not a tannin in this wine. Oh my God. Not even the wisp of tannin. There's not even a suggestion that tannin ever existed. It's not long. It's as short as a fucking wine could be. It's the shortest fucking Cabernet I've ever fucking had.
This is more offensive than the point of sale.
This is the Blackstone. You know what this is? This is like a reserve Blackstone. Blackstone, if you've never had it, Merlot, that's what this is. Blackstone Merlot. Blackstone is very cheap.
Red Diamond, better than this.
No, Red Diamond, see the thing is.
Benzinger, better than this.
Well, Benzinger was.
The Ben 50?
Yeah, I would drink Ben 50 over this.
Every day.
Lindemans, yeah.
Wait, I have to finish reading this.
Mm-hmm.
A wine that is bold.
Bold?
And expressive, but unassuming and approachable.
It might be bold at the furry convention they normally go to, but it's not bold for bold's sake.
It's a wine that I made for my family, my friends, and a man I called Dad. That's awful.
He had that crap at the end on the Joseph Carr shit.
Yeah.
What a douche.
I think it's the same label. I think he modifies the
What's
first couple
Dick
sentences.
What's his name?
It's Joseph Carr.
Well, that's his name. He even put his fucking... Joseph Carr, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, it's pathetic. This is terrible. Josh is a stylistically not my favorite because I don't care for the sweeter expression of the fruit, and it did have a touch of residual sugar. We've talked about that ad nauseum.
Oh yeah,
but it wasn't like this. It wasn't like Naomi. This should be the opposite. These wines should be the opposite juxtaposition. This should be the cheaper entry budget price sugary mess.
Well, Josh has more complexity. Well, regular Josh has more complexity than this. Not much, but it has more.
This has nothing. This has no complexity.
Not zero. That's one thing. It has zero complexity.
There's no real expression of fruit. You know there's fruit there, but it's...
There's a sweet blackberry, but it's all in the residual sugar.
I don't even know that I'd call it blackberry. I would call it...
blackberry jam.
Cherry, berry, grapey, fruity, kerny, whatever. It's all this... the purple death.
It's
the only fruit you taste.
Yeah.
This is... if it wasn't for the residual
sugar...
It smells
like blackberry jelly on the nose. It does. Blackberry jelly. You gotta do your job, man. Be a professional.
I guess.
Smucker's blackberry jelly.
Something in there that it...
I know this because we have Smucker's blackberry jelly upstairs, and that's what it smells
Spreadables.
Like. Yeah, no, that's what it smells like.
I get mostly just methylated alcohol. But even that's muted. There's some fruit back in there. I'll call blackberry jam. I'll give you that, but it's awful.
Somebody that's a lazy wine drinker that doesn't really want to commit to drinking wine would like this.
Well, I know one thing. I don't really want to commit to drinking this.
They normally have decorative glasses. They do.
That's what we drank up that are all plastic. Weekend at the wedding.
Yeah.
That's all they had at the house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Airbnb. By the way, I found a tannin. This one.
The Royal Tannenbaums?
It has like a light bit of dusty tannin.
I'm not going in for anything.
Well, it's not really worth finding, but it does have it. But you're not really going to find it. I mean, the people that drink this don't really test it. They drink it. They quaff it. And they're going to... I know. And when you quaff it, you skip all of that. And all you do is get the jammy sweet fruit with a little bit of a sweet tea, quasi-medicinal edge. That's all bad.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a little sweet tea medicinal edge. It's just a wine that... It doesn't really matter how you break it down, whether or not you like the way it tastes or if you find the way it tastes repugnant. It's not appropriate. It's not supposed to be this way. It's designed to make you look stupid. It's designed because they think you're dumb and don't know what to fucking drink. It's designed to fool you. It's designed to be a knockoff. It's designed to trick you. It's designed because they think that they're so brilliant in marketing, they don't bother in making wine.
If you like this, what you should do in spending 20 of your hard-earned dollars on this bottle of wine, you should buy... Welch's grape juice concentrate.
Yeah, you could do that.
Don't mix it with water.
No.
Put that in a glass.
Yeah.
And add the cheapest vodka you can possibly find to it.
Well, I think you're making it sound a little gross. It doesn't taste gross. It doesn't, Scott. It does not taste gross. It tastes like I said before, a knockoff, a fake. Ugh. It's not gross.
Gross to me.
Well,
I can't do the residual sugar.
But you're dramatic.
No, this is one of the... In what should be a proper red wine, we know fisheye. We know... What was the wine your sister gets?
Oh, winking out, Jesus.
That stuff.
You know that stuff's
bad.
We
know it's going to be a mess.
Yeah. Can I tell you this,
But
though?
In stuff that should be a serious wine, this is as big a residual sugar mess that we've had on the show. Naomi aside...
Can I say, yeah, but there's one of them that you're forgetting that was a residual sugar mess, but it also had a really bad char oak mess.
Okay.
J-Lore.
It wasn't this much residual sugar. It was a residual sugar mess.
But it was bad. I think it was even worse. And then it was followed up by that horrendous charred oak. Ugh. And that was worse than this in the fact that it tasted disgusting. I can drink more of this.
It had two big punch you in the fucking face flaws.
Oh, it's gross.
We debated what was covering the other one up when we did that episode. It was the residual sugar covering up the oaky mess or vice versa?
The one thing about this, though, I don't think you can drink a great deal of it because I think it's going to turn your stomach because of the residual sugar.
It is turning my
stomach. Well, no, it is mine, too, because of that sweetness. I might taste another taste just to refresh myself before we review it, but I can't drink any more of it because it doesn't mesh well. I don't want to physically.
Ugh.
So we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and review this wine or this thing here on the Wine Vault.
Folks, there are many ways to enjoy the Wine Vault. First way is on iTunes. Look for The Wine Vault. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars. Beyond that, we are on Facebook at thewinevault.rs. We are on Twitter at The Wine Vault Podcast. And our website is winevault.org. You can also drop us a line at winevault@outlook.com. We'd also like to thank our sponsor, Craig Walters, Allstate Insurance, at 740-862-4585. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. We'll be right back on the Wine Vault.
And we're back, folks. So,
I'll figure we were talking about that this wine is physically off-putting.
It
normally
is.
We'd be chowing on. We've got some good salami
for me,
and cheese. And
for me, on the palate, I think it's a joke, a knockoff, and I hate it. But it's drinkable. But in the stomach, as you go along, it does turn my stomach a little bit, and I don't want to actually physically consume it now because and it's what this is. It's off-putting.
I'm physically sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat. I don't want to drink.
Yeah. So
Pepto-Bismol, take me home.
With that, I just belched. I hope you didn't hear that. The 15 Joseph Carr, or not Joseph Carr, Josh, North Coast Reserve. Oh, buddy, how's this going to go? Review from Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
72.
Ooh, that's pretty low.
Wall of shame.
Well, it is wall of shame.
Wall of shame. And to many degrees, it's a high level of the wall of shame. One of the highest levels because they've proven they can do budget cab. Yes, it's not typical of varietal, but this should be flip-flop. This should be the $9.99 entry point for this product. And yet, they're putting a higher price tag on it. Wine.com lists the 15 at $19.99. Rob said he got this for $17.99 post-op price. Regardless, Josh, perfectly serviceable wine. North Coast Reserve, for fucking shame. And then reading the marketing on it, the brazen...
That's the wall of shame.
Put our shit with the good stuff.
Yeah. They might not have meant that, but that's what they wrote.
That's what it said. What else could it possibly interpret it as?
That in and of itself, even if the wine was fairly decent, that's wall of shame.
I almost think that even the person that... Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. 100%. That gets you in the wall of shame. Fucking A.
But the wine itself deserves it.
Oh, the wine itself deserves it, too.
I'm not even sure... The sugary sweet people are going to like this because it's so out of balance. There's nothing
I don't know who those people are. I don't know what they like. Honestly, I don't understand them. This, though, gives me the same visceral reaction as an overly sweet Riesling.
I think even 100%. But I think
it's just a little off.
The folks that drink residual sugar-based red wines are going to say, why the fuck would I pay $20 for this?
Well, I
think they would know that it's not a good wine and then go back to drinking.
They want
to
drink a premium wine that says Josh, a name they love and trust. And that's what they think. That's what they said, man. It's not like I even, you know.
A name they love and trust.
Yeah. So it's on to me, folks. 72.
Nationwide is on your side.
So where am I? When you get into this kind of wine,
Allstate.
There's a bit of a spread.
You're in the good hands, people.
Yeah.
Josh, North Coast Reserve, you're in our hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Dumbasses.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Like
an insurance commercial.
What would I give this wine? That is interesting.
Would you give it the double bird or just a single bird?
Oh, man.
It's a fucking double bird.
It doesn't... You see, that's the thing, though. Chateau Souverain gave me a sore throat. This is giving me a rumbly in my tumbly. Let's see. Smith & Hook tried to kill me. We gave it too high a review, even though it tried to kill me.
By the way, the resort we stayed at had Chateau Souverain in the plastic cups with metal foil single-serving
The portion. Fuck are they doing, yes, man? Somebody bought that name. And said, man, you can't do that shit.
And it had its own display.
Oh, Jesus.
Probably about 25 of the single-serving
things.
There weren't any taken out.
You should have tried it.
They were all there. No, didn't.
Yeah. Well, I think I like this better than Scott. A lot better. So I'm going to give it a 73. All right. Wall of shame, you motherfuckers. This is the wall. This actually is the flag bearer of the wall of shame. I thought that cinema was bad. This is like draped in the flag and rolling in it.
I'm still going to stick by cinema was just past its point on that. It was just flat. This was objectionable. This was 19 crimes objectionable, except these motherfuckers make a budget and entry priced wine already. Well, that's not bad.
I will say this. I think 19 crimes tastes worse. And I didn't drink enough of it to make myself sick. But also 19 crimes didn't put up that fucking flyer with that bullshit on it too. So even though I gave 19 crimes a lower score, I hate this wine.
Oh my God.
And now I hate Josh. Good job, Josh. And Joseph Carr. I hate you too. Go fuck yourself.
They should be ashamed of this.
They absolutely should be ashamed of this.
This is.
I mean, they should be ashamed of that freaking shelf talker, that information. Oh, I have an idea. You should stock Josh Seller's wine and sell it so we make money. That's your idea. Let me read that again.
We are the premium money makers.
My nuts are the premium.
At this entry idea price point.
Launch Josh Seller's North Coast Reserve nationally and generate incremental retail and restaurant dollars.
Start selling. We're not supposed to see
this. And this that's like we're not South, you remember the underpants gnomes from South Park? For those of you who don't know, underpants gnomes were like fictional gnomes.
What do you mean they're fictional?
Well, these were anyway, Scott. Don't worry.
That's not a true story.
Anyway, they would steal underpants from children in the town, and the answer was, why are you stealing people's underpants? And they go, to steal underpants. But why do you do it? To steal
underpants.
So, we want to launch it rationally.
Why do you make this? So you can make money.
Yeah, we know you. Yeah, okay. You put that. The marketing people in this company have to be the dumbest motherfuckers in the entire world.
And this is just wide open on the internet, or was this from their website?
This is on the internet, but on their website. But it was findable by Google. In-store POS. Yeah, it's points of sale, but it's pieces of shit. And I've never seen any of these things used. A four-case display rack. Can we get that? I like that. It's nice looking.
Jesus.
I'd put Ravenswood Napa in it, but I'm up in their goddamn
shit. Sagizio and Dry Creek.
Do you think this is ageable?
God damn it.
I threw it in a ditch somewhere, see what happens. So
I want you to taste the fisheye right now and compare it to this.
I can't, man. I'm going to throw up.
The fisheye is better than this. As it is.
Okay, hold on one second. Let me get the fish out.
We're going to do this. And take it straight from the bottle.
I am going to do that.
Only if we were live, folks.
Folks, I really don't feel well.
All the flaws of fish eye do not add up to the residual sugar in this, Josh.
That has infinitely as much or more residual sugar, Scott. That is horrendous. That is a good hobo wine. We need to put that in a brown bag. Both wines are equally terrible.
It doesn't have as much residual sugar.
It has residual sugar. And the thing is, it has it through the entire fucking wine. All it is residual sugar. Why do you think it's $3 and whatever
not
it is?
Not when you quaff it.
Oh, when you quaff it, my ass. That shit is terrible.
I'd rather drink it than the Josh because it's only $3.50.
I would rather be shot. God. Because, I mean, hopefully I wouldn't die, and then you can get ice cream in the hospital. So.
Sure. No, only the bad orange sherbet. It's not like they give you Jenny's.
I would love the bad. I would get Listeria from Jenny's. Which makes you wonder
stop
about this
it.
Wine. Well, that's what they do, man.
This
they kill people.
One time.
What? There was more
they
than
didn't
one time.
Tell anybody. Nobody was hurt. They pulled off themselves. It was voluntarily.
Fuck them.
Oh, bullshit.
No,
they just don't know.
They don't give us any money. Fuck them. So, but if you do give us money, I love you. Yeah. So, I mean, that's the way it is, man. It's like.
How's the minivan coming along?
It's great.
Yeah.
I'm secure in my masculinity.
Are you secure?
Yeah.
Are you? You should.
You know what you need to do?
What's that? What do I need to do?
You need to get some gold chains just to complete the look.
Oh.
Hey.
Because Mutiny on the Bounty is what I'm all about.
You know what you need?
I went to the party and I got kicked out.
Scott, you know what you need?
What do I need?
And it would actually match you very well.
Like 3/4-inch chain?
No, I'm getting beyond that.
Okay.
You got to coordinate.
Okay.
A 1987 Chevy Camaro IROC. Z28 with T-tops. That's you. So,
see,
folks,
what I was thinking was a 1985 Buick Regal with hydraulics and gold-plated rims.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Low-profile tires.
Are you familiar
bouncing
with who you... Yeah, look at that 50-year-old white guy with that...
54, hoop. Baby, and proud.
Yeah. No, you more along the lines of you need the car that says... I'm pretending, just like Josh here.
Remember, is there anything that says I'm pretending more than an 85 Buick Regal with gold-plated rims and hydraulics bouncing?
That means you just have more money than brains. And by the way, Scott, I would like to give you a compliment. You are the personification of this wine that we've drank tonight. So with that, folks,
oh my Lord.
For Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, we are going to bid you adieu.
Oh.
And see you next time with a better wine on the Wine Vault.
Oh.
Jesus. Man, good night, folks.